At this time, if the family would come forward, we share the sacrament of holy baptism. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the spirit of Christian love, Leah Marie Balca is presented to receive the sacrament of holy baptism. It is our duty and honor to faithfully care for her and help her in every way as God gives us opportunity. As we bear witness to the faith we profess, we live and grow together in the covenant of baptism. Let us pray. Holy God, mighty Lord, gracious Father, we give you thanks for in the beginning your Spirit moved over the waters and you created heaven and earth. By the gift of water you nourish and sustain us and all living things. Pour out your Holy Spirit so that this child, now to be baptized, may live and grow in grace. To you be given all praise and honor through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Hear these words from the Holy Scriptures, Mark's Gospel, chapter 10. And the people were bringing children to him that he might touch them, and the disciples rebuked them. But when Jesus saw it, he was indignant and said to them, "Let the children come to me, do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God." And he took the children up in his arms, and he blessed them. We baptize in the name of the faith we profess, and so I ask Macy and Russ and all here, do you believe in God the Father? We believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. Do you believe in God the Son?
We believe
in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated on the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in God the Holy Spirit? We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, in the life everlasting. Amen. Each time we recite the Apostles' Creed, we affirm the promises of our own baptism. And at this point, we take Leah gently in our arms. Leah Marie, child of God, is baptized in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. I have that effect on babies. Let us pray. God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we give you thanks for freeing your children from the power of sin and raising us all to a new life through this holy sacrament. Pour out your Holy Spirit upon Leah, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and joy. Leah Marie, child of God, you've been sealed by the power of the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. And as the cross of Christ marks her at this moment, we ask that you receive this little gift, perhaps put it close to her crib. It simply says, God bless this baby girl. So also, the light of Christ, which shines upon us all, comes to her in the form of a baptismal candle. And we say and ask that Leah's light so shines before others that all may see her good works and glorify her Father in heaven. Will you all join me in prayer? O God, the giver of all life, look with kindness upon us all and especially upon Macy and Russ, the parents of this child. Guide them as teachers and examples of grace and peace for Leah. Strengthen them in the promises of their own baptism, that they may share with everyone they meet the joy you have given them together. We pray in the name of him in whose name we are named, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now before we sing, I wonder if you'll, I don't know that I trust myself to hold her again, but you need to walk this way and show her off. Come on, come on. This is Leah Marie Balca. She's the newest and apparently somewhat reluctant member of First Presbyterian Church in Post, Texas. And you have to go all the way to the back so everybody gets a good look. It's part of the deal. It's not in the script, but it's in the rules. This is this wonderful child that we've been looking forward to meeting and are just delighted to see. And she seems to have settled down some.
Don't touch her.
I won't. Keep your hands off the child. The baptismal service concludes with the singing of a hymn, perhaps one that you're not especially familiar with, but listen to Sandy play it through. And we will then sing Children of the Heavenly Father.